Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Welcome back. I have another amazing sweaty sister at the retreat. You're going to hear from, we've got some good stuff for you guys today. Welcome.
Hey, sisters, it's Jenny.
Are you ready to do this?
Sure am.
Let's go. So we're going to dive straight in and we're going to change it up and start with questions that you have for me. Are you ready?
Yes. My question for you is, when you are trying to increase your weights, is it best to go up in weights for like the bonuses first and try out the bonuses? Or do you just jump all in and try out your new weights for like all of them?
Honestly, my best advice is mid-workout, pre-plan it so they're in front of you. So I would suggest going up by fives if you're going to increase. So what's your normal weight for chest press?
15.
Okay, so do you have 20s?
I do.
Okay, so I would totally suggest setting up your 20s. And once you're warmed up, do you do the warm-up?
Yes.
Okay, some people don't. I'm like, please start. So you're going to do the warm-up. And then your body's warm. You then have the 2-minute warm-up when we start. And grab your 20s. You're starting with your 20s. Your muscles are fresh. They're out the door. They're ready to go. And you're going to go. You're going to help pivot them up. And you're going to rep out as many as you can until failure with good form. Maybe that's 2 reps. Maybe that's 8 and you might surprise yourself. Drop them. But have the 5 or 10 pounds lighter, what you normally would do, right there, so then you can finish the time per the timer. And depending what the timer is. So maybe you can only do that set, but we're going to do it again. And you're like, that was really hard. I'm just going to go back to the weight that I normally do. So if you can increase your weights 5 to 10 pounds for at least 1 set for the first half of your main workout, totally suggest it.
Cool.
Does that kind of answer that? And even always just start it. Because if you wait and you're like, oh, I'll do it for a bonus, you're already exhausted now because you did the daily. I want you to do it for the daily because that's the one workout I need 200% effort. And you can't really quality over quantity. So your quality is decreasing slightly after that daily. So there's that dailies where you're going to get the most muscle growth, the most everything out of. The bonuses are a bonus. So I want you to increase there because then you're like, oh my God. And you're going to surprise yourself. I can chest press 20s. I can shoulder press 20s. Even if you shoulder press 20s for 2 or 3 reps, you did it and you're gaining strength and you're getting out of your head that you did it.
That makes sense. Yes, total.
Okay. Any other question?
I do have another question. This is just a personal one. What is your weirdest pet peeve?
Okay. I've got a lot. Not really a lot, but I am very like OCD clean freak at my house. It's weird. I can come to a retreat house like this and some of my cleanliness, like OCDness, will go away. Some of it will not. For example, I do not mind. I would share a bedroom with any of you guys. However, you will not touch that bed with dirty clothes. You will not even look at it with dirty eyes. I am sharing a bed currently with my best friend, Stephanie. And we were in the airport. She was lounging, talking to her husband on the phone. And it's the day we got here. And she thought I was coming in to give her a hug. She's literally on her phone. She's laying on our bed on her side. And she's got her shoes like on and on the comforter. And she's got her dirty jacket she wore through the airport. And I was trying not to disrupt her on the phone. So I leaned down and whispered in her other ear. And I said, I'm going to need you to get off of the bed with your dirty airport clothes. I love you so much. She's like, okay. I did not know that's what you were going to say. I thought it was coming in for a warm embrace. Colby, Jen just kicked me off the bed. And he's like, yeah, she couldn't live with us. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. But something about your bed. I don't know. My kids are trained the same way. That's one of my weird ones is like, you can't touch a bed dirty. Like I'm sitting on a bed right now, but I'm not sleeping in it later. So that's the difference. I would say one more like weird one is if you leave thyme on the microwave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? You have grown children. You probably, it's probably something they've done.
My husband.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's so small. It's so simple. But just hit cancel and make it the normal clock or zero.
Absolutely.
What did you say one of yours is?
If you're going to wear sandals, your toenails better be polished because I cannot stand unpolished toenails.
That's crazy. And I don't know why. I love it. So some people don't like to polish. Are you just like, don't even wear sandals?
Yeah, just if you're not going to polish your toes, don't wear sandals.
What? How do you feel about fingernails not being polished?
Oh, I don't care. It's just toenails. I don't know why.
Hilarious. Do not. Yeah. You would have been embarrassed to know me then. For the last month, I've been holding off for this pedicure for this retreat. So my gel came off and I was like, this is horrible. But I was in that in between of like, I don't want to do it. I need to go, but I don't want to go because I have to go again. You would have been like, no, but I wasn't wearing sandals. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, I have. So some of my former students that are adults now, they're like, somebody will post like at the beginning of the summer, they'll post that meme with the lady that has the horrible toenails that look like talons from a falcon. And they're like, hey, everybody remember Mrs. Hodges' pet peeve? Got to have your toenails painted.
Do you call students out if they don't have their toenails painted at school?
Of course not.
I just love you so much. Oh my gosh, I love you. That's great. Okay, any more questions?
Nope, that was it.
Okay, I have some for you. What's a hobby of yours?
I like to craft. Like I have a Cricut machine and that really like gives me a lot of, like I have a lot of downtime at home when I'm home alone. So like I craft.
I love that. We talked on a podcast from the retreat also, and she asked what one of my hobbies was. And she's like, I always ask people what their hobbies are because I need to find a hobby because I'm like, I don't really have a hobby besides hanging out with my kids and working out. I'm really boring. And so I was like, that's a good question. I'm going to start asking people, what's your hobby? What do you like to do? So then maybe I can start like getting something else exciting. If you could have a personal theme song that's played anytime you walk into a room, or a motivational song where you're like, yep, that's it. Or you like, I am about to go work out with Jen. I need some hype music. What is it?
This girl is on fire.
I love it. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. Easy. That was easy. Mine's some posty song. Obviously.
Obviously.
You weren't surprised. Okay. Then we're going to pivot. What's your way to relax and unwind?
Trash TV.
That's why you and Brooke get along so well. I love it. Okay, what's your show?
Oh, I don't even know if I want to admit this, but Outlander?
I've never heard of that.
Oh,
it's really just good. Trash. All right, I'll have to look it up.
Actually, there's a lot of history in it, but you know, like I totally watch it for the history. Yeah.
That's absolutely teacher only history. I love it. I'm like a crime junkie podcast, crime show, murder mystery girl. Okay, if you could learn a new skill, what would it be?
Canning. I would like to learn how to can.
I think that's a great tool to use, like, as you become a grandma and stuff like that. Like, not like, what would you can? What would be the first thing you'd want to learn?
Oh, gosh. So when I was younger, you know, when you're younger, you never think, I really need to pay attention to my grandparents. But my granny made this amazing homemade relish. And honestly, it was probably just whatever was left over in the cellar that needed to be used up before it went bad because, you know, they don't waste. And she passed away before I really got to, like, get to that point in my life where I wanted to know that stuff. And so then it was too late. And it was also one of those things that she never wrote down how she made it because it was different every time she made it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's a family family recipe that's just gone forever because nobody learned how to do it. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I really wish I would have like learned how to can. So I guess that'd be something that I'd like to know how to do now.
I'm sure some sweaty sisters could teach you. Honestly, I feel like we have quite a few sweaty sisters that are very into canning and baking when I see their posts. Okay. One more thing. It's kind of like my rapid fire for you is what's your favorite feature about your physical appearance? And then one favorite characteristic about yourself?
My eyes. I like the green color. I think I have a good color of my eyes. And my honesty.
Heck yeah, girl. You know I'm a brutally honest person in the best, most respectful, out of love way. And you totally do. That's why we vibe together.
Yeah, absolutely. Brutal honest.
I love it. Okay, let's go to two lies, one truth. We guess the one truth. And I'll let you go first.
Okay. So I was a lifeguard in high school. And I have a pet ferret. And I once had to go to court for keeping a cow in my yard.
Of course you would say something like that. I love it. And that's probably the truth. Did you go to court for your cow?
My husband might have.
Stop. That's hilarious. Okay. That's great.
So backstory, we have a farm, but we don't have a house on it yet. So we still live in town and our farm is like a mile outside of town. And when we have a bottle calf, it's just so much easier to have them like with us. And my husband's so busy. So when we have a bottle calf, it's like I get the bottle calf job and he just brings them home. And I mean, it's like a big dog. Like when we bring them home, our dog is actually bigger than the calf when they first come home. And we just have somebody in our town that just really doesn't like that. And
yeah. But why is my question? Like, you're not asking them to come bottle feed. So what does it matter?
I don't know.
Stay in your lane. That's my people need to stay in their lane. You're not like, hey, you should offer. Write them a letter. I'm going to need you. You're in the schedule to bottle feed. Oh, goodness. That's funny. Okay. 9. I have skydived. I have had Invisalign twice in my life, and I was on the chess team. Which one is the truth?
The truth. I feel like all of that is believable. The chess team.
You think I'm a chess girl?
I don't know.
I'm not a chess girl. And would be terrified to skydive. I have had Invisalign twice in my life because I broke my retainers that I had it in high school. And then I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Absolutely not. My teeth shifted in like 3 months and then I let it go. And having Invisalign as an adult while you were pregnant is not. I had them with Reed and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was not fun. Horrible when you're pregnant because then you're rushing and then your gums are already sensitive and then you're gagging. It's a whole situation. And so I'm like, that was the worst time to do that. But it's fine. I'm like, I already don't feel, you got to do what you got to do. Okay, so let's dive in to the more serious stuff now. You like to joke around, and so I was like, let's get the lighthearted stuff out of the way. Tell me about your JGFG journey, what led you here, and how long you've been here.
So typically when I would get home from work, I would just like take care of the dogs, get the mail, and then just veg out for the rest of the evening. My husband and I always have this agreement that he cooks and I clean. So like I would just like veg out and chill for the rest of the night. And I was just sluggish and I was tired all the time. And I had put on way more weight than I care to admit. And I just didn't feel good. And I wanted to feel good again. And Syntyha, shout out to Syntyha, sweaty sister.
She's the best.
Yeah, she is. I had seen a lot of changes in her. And so I finally got to talking to her about it. And she was telling me about JGFG. And so I was like, oh, I'm not a workout kind of girl. I've never lifted weights. I'll do a month and I probably won't keep it up. And here I am, like 75 weeks later, still working on it.
I love it. I love it. And it's so funny that it's been consistent with a lot of you. Like, oh, I'll just try it for a month. Probably won't stick. Why? Tell me. I haven't asked why yet. Like, why did you think you were like, nope, it's not going to stick? Because you're setting yourself up for excuses for one. And two, almost failure of setting your mind like, no, because your body will believe what your mind, like what you are telling yourself in your head and how you're talking to yourself, you're almost like manifesting this to happen. So tell me why you were like, nah, I'm not going to, just because you haven't lifted weights or just because you weren't sure. I want to hear the why on that.
Probably just because, like, I didn't think I could. Like, I thought it was something that was, like, hard. And when I think of lifting weights, I think of, like, the bodybuilders with the great big huge muscles that, you know, they lift, like, hundreds of pounds at a time. And they're all, like, lifting up the weights and throwing them down, running and moaning all over the place. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Oh my gosh, I just love you. So I really didn't think that it was something that I could do. And Sintaita's like, yeah, start out with 5 pounds. And I'm like, I could probably do 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because even still to this day, like I just, like last week, I picked up 15 pounds to do something. And I was like, holy cow, that's hard. And I'm like, wait a minute, what does Jen have? And I paused the video. And I went right up next to the TV to look, and I'm like, oh, she's got 10s. What the heck am I doing with 15s? No wonder why it's hard.
Yeah, I have no shame. I will lift anywhere from 45 pounds consistently to 5s and 10s. No shame. And I'm like, just smaller muscle groups are probably doing the shoulder or chest or, you know, something. And you're like, or it's just hard workout. I'm tapping out and I'm doing the best I can with what I've got. And the workouts are hard. Every day is hard, but it's a good hard, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I can do hard things.
Yes.
And I just, you know, I never thought, like, I've done hard things. I've done a lot of hard things, but it's never been like a mantra in my head that I can do hard things. It's just like the hard things that I've done because I had no choice in what I was doing. Like I had to. And this is a choice. So that mantra in my head, you can do hard things, is like, oh yeah, I really can. And so it's just that mindset and convincing yourself that you can do it. Like,
I love that.
Ice plunge this morning.
Tell me about that. So I have made them. It's, and you've maybe heard it on some of the other podcasts, I have had them do the cold plunge over here. It's amazing. Jenny was like, I'm going first before I talk myself out of this. So tell us your thought around it and the reality of it. How was it for you?
Terrifying at first. Like, I thought I was going to hyperventilate and, like, I immediately just wanted to jump back out. But I was like, I can't because, like, Jen brought me here, so I, like, have to.
Don't beat me up. Nope, I'm never.
I'm like, I have to. I have to do what Jen tells me. I trust her. So and everybody was like, oh, after like 30 seconds to a minute, you can't feel anything anyway. So I'm like, okay, I can do hard things for a minute. And so, and it was true. After a minute, like you really don't feel it unless you move around and the water shifts and then you feel it. But yeah, I survived.
And we're doing it tomorrow, but would you take it home and do it at home?
I don't know. I don't have a good spot for it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But if you came back or if you came to a live and we're doing something like that, would you be like, yeah, I can do that. No problem.
Yeah.
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 It's not as hard now that you know that you can do it for 3 minutes. Tomorrow we're doing it for 5. And after you do it for 5, you're gonna be like, cake. It's easy. Once you're numb, you're like, I already did the hardest part. The hardest part was stepping in and sitting down.
Yeah.
Second hardest part was getting my breath regulated. The third hardest part was not getting back up before I went numb. And after that, you're like, I've already done the 3 torturous parts. I might as well just sit here and reap the benefits of the time in this ice, right?
Yeah.
Tammy said she's going to take it and she's going to do it. She's like, I think I'm going to implement this. And she was like a kind of hyperventilating, like, well, this is horrible. And she even kind of sat up and I goes, breathe, Tammy. And she goes, the minute you said that, I chilled. And I was like, you can do this. I said, Tammy, if you can do an 11-minute plank, you can do a 3-minute ice plunge.
Absolutely. An 11-minute plank, I can't even imagine. Like, she is...
Me either.
Strong. So strong.
So tell me how the retreat has been for you. your expectations with it. How has it been going? What are you feeling right now? I want to hear it.
Oh, I am just on cloud nine. It has been unreal from the minute that I got the second package.
Here's the story about Jenny. Of course, in true Jenny fashion, I was going so fast filling orders. I had the eight tickets, the eight sweatshirts all packaged up. And somehow Johnny was helping me do orders. And I think one other of my employees were there helping me. And we were packaging the orders. And somehow I just compiled all of the shipping labels together. And I thought I had laid all of the eight out separately, individually. And I did not. And Jenny's got shipped. And I was like, she posts a video in the group. And I was like, no, she's supposed to send it to me. What the heck? And I was like, she's literally going to disqualify herself. She's supposed to send me this video first. And you were like, dang it. I didn't get the ticket. And I'm like, sure, I have the ticket. Where's the ticket? Oh my gosh. And then I was like looking and I was like, oh my gosh. Because that is where it's a whole hot mess. So I sent her a different package. And I had it right on the outside because you would have just opened it and not known. So I wrote on the outside, record while opening. Did you kind of know then?
I did because like and what you probably don't know is I had had a really crummy day that day. Like I had had.
The day you got the second?
Yeah. The day I got the second package. Like I wouldn't say it was an absolutely crummy day, but it just wasn't a great day. And I got home. I did the same thing I always do. Take the dogs out, went to get the mail. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? Like, I didn't order anything else. And it was like the same type of mailer, the same color, the same pattern. And I'm like, I didn't order anything else from Jen. This has to be a mistake. And so I pick it up and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got my name on it. And I'm like, wait, that says record while opening. The last one didn't say that. And I'm like, so then I was like feeling it. And I'm like, that doesn't feel like a sweatshirt either. So it's not a second sweatshirt. What is going on? So I went ahead and like waited and got the dogs in and got them fed so that they wouldn't be barking while I was recording. And I opened it up and like there's this very cute bag and my purple ticket. And I'm like, I think this is a mistake. And then I read the card and it said Jenny. And
yes, I was like, I'm an idiot. I'm so sorry that this happened. But it's, you know, like, for anyone to happen to, you are the perfect one. Like, okay, sounds great.
So it was like, just from the minute that I got that second package, I was just like, is this really real? Like, I still, like, and then you sent the confirmation numbers on there for the airplane tickets. And I was like, oh my gosh, this really is real. I'm really going.
I love it. So how's it been so far?
Oh, fantastic. Spoiled, pampered, like everything. You do not leave any detail unnoticed. Like you take care of like everything.
Thank you.
And you just think of, you think of everybody's personalities and what we like, and it has just been phenomenal. You are so giving.
Thank you. I wanted you guys to feel intentionally spoiled to your all's personalities, who I know you guys as, and I'm still learning who you guys are, and I love it. But when I gift give, I just don't give a gift to give a gift. I try to be intentional or make sure it's something I know that you'll like or something you don't have or wouldn't have, like one of the seaside. So then you have a little bit of a memorabilia of this without having it to be maybe a t-shirt, you know, something like that. And it's special. And you can put this on every day and be like, I have a little piece of the retreat with you every single day. So just intentional things like that is my love language to people.
You do that very well.
Well, thank you. Okay, now let's go into what has JGFG done for you and kind of your why, what brought you here on this retreat? Remember your why. What's your why?
So my why was mainly to feel better. There's heart disease in my family, so I knew that I needed to do something before it was too late. So that was like the main part of my why, but also, and I do plan on being a grandma one day, and I want to be the cool grandma that gets to run around with the kids and take them all kinds of cool places and do cool things with them and keep up with them. And I knew that if I kept going the way that I was not going to be able to do that.
I love it. I love that you even thought of that ahead. Like, that's what I want to be. Okay, that's your why for these grandbabies that you're going to have one day. And that already says how good of a grandma you're going to be and how good of a mom you are. Tell me about your kids. What do they think about you lifting weights? Are they like, mom's cool? What do they think about it?
So they are like all super excited for me. And they, you know, they tell me, like, my son came home one day over the summer. And I said, hey, you want to go to the track and walk with me? And he's like, yeah, okay. So like we were kind of like stretching and I reached my arms back to stretch while we were like getting ready to walk. And he was like, dang, mom, you're starting to kind of get some muscles back there. And I'm like, thanks for noticing.
Is it cool one of your teens or adult kids like notice that kind of stuff? Because I can't wait for that.
Yeah, very cool. And he's 29. So
does
yeah.
he lift or anything?
He does. He yeah. actually is. Doing firefighter training, and he just finished his EMT courses, and he'll be taking his practicals and stuff. So he's been doing a lot of weightlifting and stuff, and he always has.
Yeah, that's so awesome. But then I always like hearing it from like the adult or teenage boy side, because I've never been around boys. You know, Reed's like my first experience around boys. And it's really cool like hearing my friends who have, you know, teen sons, and they're like, dang, my mom's buff. Like, you're like leveled up, mom, because you lift. Or one of like one of my friends and members, like her son was like 14-year-old boy was like, mom, Lex from my friends. And all of the little 14-year-old boys were like, dang, you probably beat me at arm wrestling. And she's like, that was so cool for me. Like, I was the cool mom that you always dreamed to be. And she's like, that moment, every time I pick up my weights, I'm like 5 pounds heavier, because that heavier weight makes it my muscles grow. And then I just hear and see those boys' excitements of like, your mom's so cool. She's like, I've always wanted to be that. And that was my cool moment. She's like, that was it for me.
Yeah, it's amazing. And boys are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they really are. It's like a whole adventure. And they're girls are too. But boys versus girls, completely different. It's cool on both sides.
Yeah. The girls, you get the prom dress shopping and the hair and the nails. And you get all that stuff. And you get all the shopping trips and that kind of stuff. And the boys are like, they got their mama's back. And
that's perfect. That's Reed. That is Reed too. But Addie, like, you got best friends with your girls, little mini best friends. But Reed is. He's like mama's boy, but not the mama's boy. Does that make sense? Like I got your back.
Yep. Total sense. Yep.
I love that. And that sounds like your son.
Yeah. Both of them.
Okay, give us one challenge that you faced through JGFG, maybe an obstacle. What's the hardest part for you here in JGFG? Is it macros? What is it?
I would say definitely macros.
What makes it hard for you or intimidating, or just because I know other members are probably listening and like, same girl. So talk to us about that.
So like I have a hard time. I forget to log stuff. And then I'm like the next day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to log. And I'm like trying to remember what I ate the day before. Or I just like get so stressed just trying to keep track of everything. Like I find it stressful for me. And so I just really try to focus on the protein and the water.
And that has given you a huge transformation, just focusing on those. And then you feel really more empowered that you are doing really great on this aspect, really great here. And with time, you're going to be able to implement more and bring in more. But I really love when people just focus on, this really works for me, and I really am happy where I'm at right now. And if that's where the season of life you're at, perfect. And there might be a season coming where you're like, I'm ready to try macros again. And I'm here no matter what. Every time, if you're like, Jen, let's do it, I will figure macros 150 times before you even understand how to do it. But I'm here to teach you every single time. And so maybe there'll be a season, maybe not. Where would you say you're at? Do you feel like good, happy, content, like empowered right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I do. During the summer when I'm not at work, I do great keeping track of my macros.
But see, and that's a perfect example. Season and the busyness and balance. It's all about balance and doing what makes you happy. And not overwhelming yourself. And right now, there's certain seasons or certain holiday seasons where I'm like, this is just too crazy. Macros are going to stress me out. I'm just going to focus on eating protein, getting my water, doing my best. And that's all I got right now. And that's okay. You just have to embrace it for what it is my advice. Give us a piece, your best advice for a sweaty sister close to your age and a new sweaty sister.
Sweaty sister's close to my age. Should I tell my age?
It's up to you.
I will be 50 this year. And so I would say, and that was another reason why I was hesitant to say that I would continue this journey, because I thought I was too old for it. So I would just say that, yes, you can. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can do it. What you can do might look different than what somebody else can do, but you can still do it to get the benefit for yourself and for your health. And for the new sweaty sisters, I would say take the pictures. You may have no intention to share those pictures with anyone, but I will say that my first awesome memory of JGFG was when I finally took a progress picture and I actually looked, because I was getting discouraged because the scale wasn't moving. And I, originally joined because I really wanted to lose some weight. And
but we don't focus on that. It's like muscle weighs more than fat. Your scale didn't move because you dropped the body fat and gained the muscle. And now you understand that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I have a nursing background also, so I knew that muscle weighs more than fat. But you still have that, like, your entire life you have been...
Every day. I hear it every day. Members, and I'm like, why do you care to be 130 pounds? Why? Why do you care? I just want muscle to grow and body fat to drop. And I don't care. And they're like, I'm like, why do you care? They're like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was really an eye-opener. Like, I knew the science behind it, but it was really an eye-opener when I actually took my first progress picture and I looked, and it was my back that I noticed first, like right underneath the bra strap, or like the yeah. band of your bra. That was the first place I noticed. And I'm like, oh my God, those rolls are gone. But the scale didn't move. And I'm like, she's right.
Body composition changes. Weightlifting will do it for you. And you see yourself every day. So then whenever you take the picture and you slap them side by side, a face to face where you started, or a picture that was like when you looked at that picture, you're like, I have to make a change. Everyone has a picture that you look at and you're like, something's got to give because this is not working for me. And you know exactly what picture that is in your mind when you just heard me say that. And so then compare even a face shot. Some people aren't comfortable taking it. And I'm like, cool. But do it for you. Like you, Jenny said, you may never post them. No one may ever see them. Do it for you and compare it face to face, back to back, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you can do, hide them. iPhones have the great hide feature, so then you don't have to see them in your camera roll. And I do that, my progress pictures, because my kids, one time they got a hold of my phone and they shared a progress picture of me on my story. Somehow they together figured it out. And someone messaged me like, do you know what this is out? Nope, I don't. Thank you for letting me know this.
Oh my gosh, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah. And luckily it was just on Snapchat, but it was one of those things where it was Reed's face with my progress picture as the background. And it was just like a butt shot of me with my backside of my back flex. And it was me in my underwear. It was so embarrassing. And I was like, oh my gosh, good thing only people on Snapchat are like close friends and family. But those are maybe the people I don't want to see that. And then it just reads face in the middle of it. And I'm like, of course. So I hide those. But some people are like, I don't want to look at them on my camera. Hide them. Email them to yourself. And then delete them off your phone. But take the pictures. I 100% support that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And one challenge that you've had while in the journey, on your journey in JGFG, that you've overcome.
So I know it's really hard for some people to picture me as being like shy, because I seem like I have a like tough exterior and I act like things don't bother me when things really do bother me. And I'm brutally honest, but then I'm like a big crybaby on the inside sometimes. And so it's really helped me overcome hearing what other people think about me, about my body, about what I do with my life. And it's not my right to know their opinion. That's their opinion. And I guess I just like have, and it still hurts, You know, it's still
hurts. You're normal. You're human.
Yeah. Still hurts, but it doesn't sting as bad.
And you're not giving them power. That's empowering to not give people power.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's great. I love that.
I have something that I want to read. So this was shout out to my bestie, Misty. She's also a sweaty sister. She posted this on her Snapchat story today, and it really spoke to me about you. So I want to read it for you. I want to have the kind of heart that is capable of viewing others through the same lens of empathy, understanding, and grace that I desperately need others to view me through. Grace-colored glasses.
I love that.
I love that. That's so sweet. It's perfect. I think using that quote in life.
Yeah. Well, you totally, like, I feel like that is you. I feel like you look at everybody through grace-colored glasses. And just by, like, saying you're willing to calculate our macros 150 times, you know, it's like we mess up and we have to start over and you don't care. You give us that grace. And that's an amazing quality.
Thank you so much. You're going to make me cry. I've cried more on this trip than I have in a year.
Like, I started crying on the beach today and I don't even know why.
It was a very amazing moment. It was. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What a way to end the podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Thanks for listening, guys. We love you.
Thank you for having me. We love you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.